بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما يقوله ويفعله من ارتكاب منهي عنه. The chapter on what a person should say or do after committing a forbidden action. After a person makes a mistake, he does something wrong, what should he say? How should he compensate for it? And also under the section is at the time when shaitan is putting whispers and ideas and thoughts in a person's mind, then what should a person say to protect himself from these whispers and the prodding of shaitan? قال الله تعالى وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. If any prod, if any whisper from shaitan has to reach you, then seek Allah's protection. Ask Allah for protection. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah, protect me. This wrong thought is going through my mind. I must look at this woman, I must do this wrong action, I must listen to this music, I must enjoy this ghibat. This thought is going through my mind, I must go towards wrong. Immediately, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. When Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was tempted to do that wrong act, when he was trying to be seduced, then immediately he said, قال معاذ الله, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a believer does. All the time he is actively conscious that how I can remain away from the sin, how I can remain away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Hazrat Mawla Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi will say, Nawahi se bajte rehna. They don't just stay away from guna. Bajte rehna means actively, consciously see how you can stay away from guna. Every moment, is this a opportunity or is this a means or is this a place where I can slip? Then immediately I stay away from there. Is this a way where I can say the wrong thing? Then I won't say anything. Is this a place where I can hurt somebody's feelings or harm somebody? Immediately I stay away. This is what is meant by bajte rehna. All the time a person is actively conscious that I am not harming anyone. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, he would say that when you park your car, don't just park your car and walk away. He would say, park your car and walk around your car to see that you're not causing inconvenience in any way. In other words, bajte rehna, all the time be careful. That sometimes you may have parked, you may have thinking that you're not blocking somebody, but you could have parked very close to the door of another person. So until and unless you don't walk around and see that how close you are, then you won't realize that you're causing somebody else to leave. Or you may have parked so close to somebody else thinking that you're not blocking him, but when you look outside your car and you walk around, and you realize that you parked too close to him, even if he has to reverse, it's a bit uncomfortable for him, it's inconvenient. So therefore take out that time and actively see that you're not causing anybody any inconvenience. So this is what these ayat and these ahadis are speaking. A person actively trying to protect himself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Indeed, when the temptation from shaitan reaches them, talking about those people that have taqwa, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those people that have taqwa, when the temptation of shaitan reaches them, they remember and their eyes instantly open. In other words, they are conscious. Eyes open mean they are conscious, they are aware, they are careful that they mustn't fall into any type of guna. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Those who, if they carry out any immoral act or oppress themselves, in other words, they make any guna, those people who, when they make any guna, they think of Allah, immediately they think of Allah. Their minds don't just stay in that guna. Immediately they think of Allah and they make tawbah, they repent for their sins. Who can pardon sins besides Allah? Allah is asking that وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive guna except Allah? Allah's doors are open to forgive all the time. So this is what Allah Pak is saying. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive guna and sin except Allah? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that these people, what they do after that, first is when they commit a guna, they slip, they think of Allah. The next thing is they ask for forgiveness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what they do, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not intentionally continue with the guna. They stop. They made a mistake, they slipped, they made tawbah, they thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا. They don't intentionally continue now on the guna. They change their path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They don't intentionally continue what they do. And the reward, then Allah Pak says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. The reward for these people shall be forgiveness from Allah and gardens beneath which rivers flow. In other words, Jannat now will be their recompense. Simple. That they thought of Allah, they made tawbah, They didn't continue on the guna. What Allah Pak is willing to give. Not only that forgiveness He's willing to give them, He's willing to give them this Jannah. Allah is explaining that there shall be forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers flow, where they shall live forever. Ni'ma ni'ma ajrul amilin. Excellent indeed is the reward for those who work, for those that make an effort, for those that make that effort and do work and do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is excellent indeed is the reward that is for them. وقال تعالى وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. Collectively repent to Allah, O you believers, so that you may succeed. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف فقال في حلفه باللات والعزى فليقل لا إله إلا الله ومن قال لصاحبه تعال أقامرك فليتصدق. This hadith is showing that if a person happens to slip, what must he do? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who takes an oath by saying, by Allat and Al-Uzza. You must know that in Jahiliyyah, they would say these things. They had those idols, and if they take an oath, they would take an oath by those idols. Bilat wal-Uzza, by this idol, this name is Lat, and by that idol, that name is Uzza. So now that was already on their tongues. They already had that habit of saying it. So now after you accepted Islam, and now we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if mistakenly those words still come out by Lat and by Uzza, because it was on the tongue from the time you were young, so it's possible that those words can still come out, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one who takes an oath by saying by Lat and Uzza, he should say La ilaha illallah. Immediately he corrects it, he doesn't leave it at that. Immediately he corrects it, he says La ilaha illallah, is none worthy of worship besides Allah. وَمَنْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ تَعَالْ مُقَامِرُكَ فَلْيَتَصَدَّقْ. The one who says to his friend, come, let's gamble, immediately what he should do is give sadaqah. They were in habit that time in the jahiliyyah of gambling also. So now he sees his friend, he says, come, let's we gamble. So immediately he realized, it's the wrong thing I did, I should never have done it. Mistake I made, I'm calling him to gamble. فَلْيَتَصَدَّقْ. Immediately he must give sadaqah to compensate for that mistake that he made. What we learn from these ahadith is a Muslim never ever commits a guna deliberately. That's not a Muslim. He makes a mistake and he commits a sin. But he never ever, and then when he makes that mistake, immediately he compensates for it. And when a person does this, as Mawlana Abdul Haq Magnasa was mentioning last night, that when a person does this, that he makes it hard for his nafs, that whenever you commit a guna, when you read so much rakats, nafil namaz, so he feels it very, very hard to commit. Nafs will say, bhai, leave out that guna. It's better you leave out that guna than you making so much of effort. I gave an example of one Buzruk, that he had a desire to eat laddu. So he said, Acha, you want to eat laddu? No problem. I'll give you the laddu, but after doing some work. So in those days, even now in the villages in India, you'll find that to draw out water from the well, they use those animals that go round and round, and it actually turns that thing that pulls out the water from the well, that instrument that is used to pull out the water. So they use these animals that will go round and round, and that will pull it out. And they call it chakki. In Urdu they call it chakki. So anyway, they normally would use an animal that will turn, like a donkey or a horse. Not a horse, but generally a donkey would be used. Sometimes a camel in the Arab lands. So he said to that person or the owner of that property, that let me do this work of pulling out the water. So for half a day he went like that, would that tie the bell to himself around the chakki, round and round pulling out that water. So much of effort. Then he tells his nafs, he addresses his nafs, and he tells his nafs, see now I made all this effort, I got a little bit money. Now I'll buy you your laddu. So he says, the nafs told him immediately that if you took so much of effort to get that laddu, I don't want laddu again. So he said, this is how you talk to your nafs. This is how you address your nafs. The nafs is telling you to do guna, say no problem. We'll do guna, let us read 100 dakas, nafil namaz. And then after the person reads 100, the thought of making a guna also will run away. So much effort it is to compensate for this. And buzruks will do this. If they missed out their tahajjud namaz, and compensate by reading extra namaz that day to cover up for the tahajjud that they have missed. So then again, nafs and shaitan too will wake up that person for fajr and tahajjud. They don't miss your namaz because we know how much of extra you're going to read. Rather you do it this way, it is easier for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and staying away from gunas all the time. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah, recite Suratul Kahf, and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah, especially before Maghrib Salah, try and come a little bit early so we can engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.